10th parak of Oila's second Mishnah. If the hole in the roof is smaller than the size of the tefach al tefach, if there's tum in the house, then just like we saw before, the connect of the ruba, opposite of the ruba is tar, because it spreads it only underneath the roof and not underneath the hole. Tum connect of ruba, the same thing. If the tum is directly underneath this hole, then and not underneath the ceiling of the house, then the house is tar. Tum b'bayis v'nosin zirakla milmalo tar. The tum is in the house, and he put his foot on top. Here's a chiddush that even though we said when the Baseach Tefach, he put his foot on top of it, so everything is tummy, including his foot, because it's above the tumah. Over here, since it's such a small hole, if it was covered over by his foot before the tumah was put there, it's as if it was sealed up. And Mela, he won't become tummy. Tumah keneged aruba. The first case we just mentioned, though, was a case where the tumah was not directly underneath his foot. So here, for sure, his foot is tahor. He himself is tahor. But if the tumah was connected, aruba was directly underneath the aruba, and the hole was less than b'teach tefach. Over here, Nosos Rag Milamala Rav Meir Matam. Rav Meir says, since he's directly above the tumah, then we don't say that such a small hole. It's considered that it was sealed by the ceiling, and he's just helping the ceiling, and he doesn't become tame. He does become tame. They say a chiddush that if the tuma was there, and then he puts his foot above it, the second he puts his foot above it, he becomes tame, and that's the end of it, since the tuma is directly underneath it. But if he put his foot and closed up the hole, and then afterwards they put the tuma underneath it, then we look at it as if the ceiling is a complete ceiling, and it does not affect his foot, even though his foot is directly above the tuma. We say it's protected by the ceiling. This is only when the hole is less than a pesach tefach, less than a size of a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Oymer Shteira Klaim Zohar Gav Yisuf, he has 2 feet, one on top of the other. Kod Moza Tuma, the tuma came first. So Moshach Rishon as Rachel, took him at two people. Reuven had it 1 foot, which is there after the tumah was already underneath him, so he's tummy. But the other guy put his foot on top of the first guy's foot, so, and now the first guy's definitely tummy because his foot was there was after the tumah was already underneath him. But the second one, when he put his foot on top of the first guy, he was only on top of the first guy. He wasn't on top of the tumah. So now the first guy takes away his foot. Nimsa Ragla Shosheni Sham Tahor. The second guy will remain Tahor. Neisha Kodma Ragla Rishon Es Atuma. His foot, since it was already covered up by the first one, then that protects the second one, because he basically had his foot there in a fashion that it was never exposed directly to the tumah. Because originally the first guy's foot was there, and then he says it's already considered closed. Once it's considered closed, then even if eventually his foot becomes exposed, he remains tar. We don't pass it to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, the Maisa, if the first one became tame, he won't protect the guy on top of him.